Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but did not find him. They returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and questioning them. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he had said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, that was fast. Yesterday, he was a newborn baby, and today he's 12 years old. But it is good to remember that the Scriptures only give us a very brief period of time in Jesus' life. Roughly 10% of his life is accounted for in the Gospels. So there were all kinds of other things happening. He was being formed, as we all are, in the midst of our family and our friends. We grow, hopefully we mature, we learn, and we become who we are. But another thing I think would have happened here that isn't accounted for in the Scripture is I am willing to guess that Joseph shook his finger at him and said, "Don't talk to us like that." But the Holy Family, for us, has always been held out as a model. But I think we've put the Holy Family on such a high pedestal that sometimes it can seem unobtainable. We can't possibly live that way. We can't possibly be so perfect. Because our families have things happen. There are arguments. Sometimes there's even fights. Our families have children that sometimes obey, sometimes don't. Dads can be very understanding and sometimes be pretty stubborn. Moms can be nurturing and sometimes crabby. We're far from perfect. So how can we really take the Holy Family and hold that up as something we can achieve? In one very real and simple way. What made the Holy Family the Holy Family was the presence of Jesus Christ. That's it. His presence in that family unit brought God's presence and holiness there. And in our families, despite our blemishes and imperfections, where we can know holiness is by having Christ's presence in our families. We already believe that that presence is there, that presence exists in each of us through our baptism, never to leave. But that presence needs to be nurtured. it needs to mature. In the same sense that the baby Jesus had to mature into the adult person that gave his life for us. And how does that happen? It kind of happens in the same way that Jesus matured. He was always a person of deep and profound prayer. He was always trying to learn more about his relationship with his faith and with his Father, which is why he was sitting in the temple in the first place. He wanted to take it all in. He wanted to learn. And our families, when we pray together, when we celebrate Eucharist together, like right now, when we allow ourselves to learn and to be formed in our faith, guess what? We can be holy families too. Because we have exactly the same thing leading us there, the presence of Christ. Today we have a fairly new holy family who's come here to have their child baptized with all the wonders and joy that that brings. And I think they're going to find out, in fact, I'm sure that they are, that that snap of a fingers that took Jesus from a newborn baby to a 12-year-old is going to be their experience as well. It's going to go so fast. But as long as they keep Christ, as long as we keep Christ in the midst of our families, they're going to stay holy.